Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Opening the 100th season of the NFL. This guy's going to come on in and get us ready for it tomorrow. In studio, our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood, will be tomorrow. Today, he's on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline on the Wendy's Big Show. Woody, you were there today, and first off with Matt LaFleur saying, what else do you guys want me to say about the audibling thing? Was that a little tongue-in-cheek, or do you think he's finally gotten closer to that wit's end with the questions?
Well, I think he was exasperated. I don't think there's any question about that. And I guess I can understand that. I mean, it's all he's kind of heard for a long time now, and it does mount up. With that said, I also think it's a legitimate thing. And to me, like, I almost feel like we're asking the wrong question. It's not how much of the menu does Aaron Rodgers have at his disposal, or what percentage of plays will he be audibling. It's how will it work, because there's a time constraint. It's called a play clock. And the fact is that this offense, it's predicated on pre-snap motions that take time. And those things are good because they're dictating matchups. But then when you throw an audible or change of play in the middle of that, it's very busy. It's a lot busier than the brand of West Coast that Mike McCarthy ran here for 13 years. So how that all works will be really interesting. I do have a feeling, though, we'll have a much better idea come Friday.
So Jay Sternberger placed on injured reserve, and that's fine. He can come back in 8 weeks. I don't think it really changes much really to do with his offense, because he was the last tight end in the depth chart anyhow.
You're correct.
So from that,
and honestly, it could be a good redshirt year for him. It is what it is.
Right. So we're talking about special teams for the most part, and how that plays out. When you look at the tight ends that you have right now with Jimmy Graham and Tonyan and Mercedes Lewis, who do you think ends up probably with the most snaps, to least amount of snaps coming up on Thursday night?
Snap wise, probably Mercedes Lewis of the three, for sure. You know, Jay Sternberg, I'm not convinced he would have been one of the 46 active anyway. So, you know, it doesn't really move the needle one way or the other. It'll be interesting to see if Jimmy Graham is still the number one tight end, or if Robert Tonyan is. I'm really not sure which way that goes. I would guess Graham, but I think Robert Tonyan is going to play quite a bit. So that, to me, is the question that position is who's number one, and how much does Robert Tonyan play? Is he, in fact, the number one tight end? I think that'll be interesting.
You know, LaFleur got a little touchy with audibling, not audibling with Rodgers. Was that news to you? Was that the first time you heard him say that?
The first time he's gotten touchy?
Yeah, with the audibling, not audibling. Why you guys keep asking me that question?
Probably, it probably is. You could kind of see it. He was prepared for it today. Mm-hmm. You know, this to me, and I could be wrong here. I mean, if their pre-snap operation is wrecked Thursday night, then this is absolutely as big of a deal as it's been all offseason. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to me that this is one of those things that is like a big deal now, and come Friday, it might not be a big deal. You know what? It's almost one of those things you overthink, and it's got like a really simple solution. And the simple solution is get out of the huddle quick.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it is. If this offense gets out of the huddle in an efficient manner, there's plenty of time to do all this. If they don't, they're screwed. I mean, it all comes down to how this team gets out of the huddle. There's a reason why Matt LaFleur, the first 2 or 3 weeks of camp, was harping on how this offense got out of the huddle, broke the huddle, because they've got to do it quick, because there is a lot going on before the snap. So that, to me, that's the key. That's the solution to all this, is them getting out of the huddle. If they're able to do that, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. He'll be joining us in studio tomorrow on the program, kicking off the show as we do each day at 2 o'clock, 2 to 6, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Ryan, let's look at the defense here. Now they make the trade for B.J. Goodson, and doubt that he'll be ready to go Thursday night, but that appears that it would be then Ty Summers' job this week to play alongside Blake Martinez. What do you make of that move for 93 from the New York Giants?
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of what they did last year, trading for Antonio Morrison going into the opener. You know, same type of guy. Maybe a little bit better, but B.J. Goodson is an early down linebacker. He's a thumper. He defends the run. You're not going to throw him in coverage. And I think that when we talk about coverage linebackers, Blake Martinez is going to be on the field maybe 100% of the snaps. He's the quarterback of the defense. What he brings to the defense from a communicative standpoint is just as valuable as anything he does in terms of being able to be a high-volume tackler. But I think when you talk about coverage linebackers, you're probably looking at Raven Green as a hybrid safety. You're not looking at B.J. Goodson, who, he's probably going to be inactive Thursday night anyway, just because he's getting into town, I think, today. So he didn't practice today, hasn't practiced all week. He's not going to be able to play. But Raven Green, I would imagine, is going to be probably pretty. He's going to have a role as a sub linebacker, that dime linebacker. Dropped into the box and going with a lot of three safety look, because ideally you'd have Oren Burks do that, but of course he's not ready to play. He won't be ready to play for most of September. So it's going to be Blake Martinez and Raven Green together a lot on the field, I would imagine.
Yeah, Ryan, how you doing? I want to talk more about Kevin King. He has to stay healthy, of course. His defense is so much better, you know, with him. This is the platform for him if he really wants to show people the kind of game he can have, kind of player he can be. I mean, is it imperative for him to start in this game, or just maybe not start but just play in it?
I don't know if there's a big difference between start and play. You know, Mike Pettin said that he would probably be limited, but I don't know if that's real or if that's a sleight of hand. And
he said he'll be limited in the game.
Yeah, in the game. So I kind of have a hard time thinking that that's going to happen. I mean, if he's going to play, I would think he'd play. But the idea I get to is that if a guy hasn't been in football shape and hasn't been playing for a few weeks, you don't want to throw him out there and have him take 70 snaps. So I get that, but
sounds like you're going to be deactivated.
No,
I would be surprised.
I doubt that. I would be shocked. I mean, he was limited in practice the past 2 days. I'd be shocked if he didn't play. I think he's going to play. It's just a matter of how much.
I'm going back to offense again. So now we know that he has leeway to do this. What was your understanding of this offense and the way it's built and how it's supposed to run?
Yeah, my understanding is they're very busy before the snap, and there's a lot going on there, which, you know, I talked with Lane Taylor in the locker room today, and that's pretty much true. I mean, part of why it's hard to write or even talk about this is that we haven't seen this yet.
Right.
We have not seen the Packers offense in any way, shape, or form, because we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers in this Packers offense. So I do think we're going to have a better idea Friday. But speculatively, it's difficult to understand how all those motions work, and then you change a play, and oh, by the way, you have 20, not even 25 seconds, because by the time you get to the line of scrimmage, if you're doing well, you're set at 15. I mean, mm-hmm. If you're doing really well, you're set at 15. So you don't have a lot of time to be changing things up with all the things that they want to accomplish before the snap. That part of it to me is still confusing, and I'll be really curious to see what that looks like come Thursday night. Now, like I said, if they get out of the huddle really quick and that play caller to quarterback headset, the communicative is streamlined and it's efficient, that goes a long way to solving this. I mean, that is the biggest key for this offense, is that they allow themselves time to do both. But if they don't, they're really risking trying to do too much. It seems from the outside, trying to do too much in too short a time, and that's where some problems can be. So I'm just going to be really curious when they break the huddle, how much time they give themselves, and if they're able to accomplish both the pre-snap motions and the audibles, because it's not, you know. I talked with Lane Taylor today. He's like, you know, Mitch Trubisky checks out of plays. Like, all quarterbacks sure. check out of plays. The idea that Aaron Rodgers would go through an entire game and not check out
of
plays.
That's not going to happen.
It's just not realistic because right. Matt LaFleur is calling plays based on really presuming what the defensive look is going to look like, and it doesn't always look like that. And so if it doesn't look like what the play is called for, it would be stupid to run the play into a bad look. You have to check out of a play at that point, but it's just a matter of having enough time to being able to do that.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. Can't Thanks, wait for buddy. Tomorrow as you're in studio with us talking Bears, Packers, and everything Packers. And people can ask questions. We're going to open it up if that's cool with you. Use the hashtag AskWoody at 105.7 FM The Fan. And people can ask our Green and Gold insider his thoughts on the Green and Gold.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It'll be good to see you guys.
Later, Ryan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.